Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Let's listen to some ambiance. Yeah, man. Man, welcome Gullah Soul Music listeners to another Friday evening as you are now entering the vault on Friday, October the 8th, 2021 with our featured guest, or should I say our only guest basically, Mr. Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas, and you are listening in the background to Ambiance. My name is Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anayu South Core Design, broadcasting to you worldwide. If you can, you can take your shoes off and just chillax to some soulful and holistic tunes for the next hour. Another successful week brings us to Friday night. And thanks to all of you tuning in and supporting Lee Alston by hitting that follow button from your social media platform or going directly to n1m.com/LeeAlston, LeeAlston, which stands for number one music, where his profile as of earlier today has been viewed 336,528 views. That's 10,000 more views from last week, everybody. 10,000. So thank you to the loyal fans and those of you who are hearing for the first time. Trust me, you know it won't be your last time. So as we enter the vault, give a quick shout out to Lee and show him some love on the show at 516-418-5857. The invitation is open to your friends to tune in as well and learn about Gullah Soul Music. Lee can be contacted through his email at leealston1970.la@gmail.com. Each Friday is for your listening pleasure, but you can also listen on demand throughout the week. And you can also go to n1mmusic/LeeAlston to check out, listen to, download all of his music, but we'd rather have you listen live right here from the vault where you can say, "I heard it here first." And also join in the conversation again at 516-418-5857. So let's listen to the rest of Ambiance. Just listen and glow in the ambiance as you'll be hearing more Gullah Soul music from our artist of the week, every week, Lee Alston. heard Ambiance, one of his new songs, The Austin.
Yes, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music. Yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
On the strength of Gullah Soul Music. Yes, yes. So, we have, as we have every Friday night, yes, at this time, Gullah Soul Music man, Lee Alston. And you know what time it is. So show some love to your worldwide listeners from Freeport, Texas. And you said to me earlier, you heard from China. So come on now and dish the dirt. Tell us what's up with China.
Yeah, man. Hey, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well out there this evening or wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in. Yeah, y'all tuning in worldwide, man, to Lee Alston, Gullah Soul Music in the vault, man, with my co-host and producer, Ms. Inez.
Hello.
Y'all, I want to thank everybody out there for your support. Calling me from here to the U.S., Canada, Australia, over now in China now, Russia. Man, hey, man, I want to give y'all a big shout-out, man, for showing me some love, man. And so I want to thank y'all for hanging out with us on tonight and for y'all following me on numberonemusic.com where you can find all this music. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone. Ms. Inez, how you feeling tonight? It been good?
I am good. I am good. It's hot up here in, wherever I am in Tampa. It is just hot. I'm just sweating like a Tibetan right now, but it's all good anyway.
Yeah, man.
So
I hear you.
I feel good.
Yeah, everything is good here, man. Everything is good, man. Nice Friday evening here in Texas. Here on the Third Coast.
Yeah.
That's on the Gulf Coast. And so nice cool breeze on tonight. So everything's everything. And we got a lot of good music for y'all tonight in the vault, so I'm glad y'all in the right place, the right time, the right moment with the right crowd. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah.
And of course, we want to always welcome your lovely wife, Miss Angie. Hello, Miss Angie.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
Hello, I'm good.
Good, good, good. Always a pleasure for you joining us. You know, be listening. It's nice to have another woman point of view and wife's point of view all in the same, you know, package. So we are going to get started tonight with some new music as well. It is new. It's called Jesus, Prince of Life. But when we hear this music tonight, where I hear this music anyway, there's always certain words that I hear that leads me into his other songs. So as I listen to his songs, there's like Prince of Life, then we're going to hear Reflections, then we're going to hear Water. And so if you listen closely to any songs that you're going to be hearing, you're going to hear that it kind of leads you on a journey for the songs that he's done. So you want to tell us about Prince of Life first off, Lee?
Yeah, basically it is a worship song, of course, that pretty much describes who Jesus Christ is, you know, not only to myself, but to the entire world. And so, you know, he is the Prince of Life, man, the one who gave his life for us, you know, and he's lived, still lives. And so, you know, my life has been changed because of him. And so that's why I just want to give him praise, the glory, and give him the honor for love tonight. So Jesus, the Prince of Life, is basically my expression of my love and gratitude for the life that he gave me. And so, yeah, okay. That's basically what this song is saying, yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and hear some Jesus, Prince of Life.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Bring me to the water, sweet Prince of Life. Speak life into my soul. Bring me to the water, sweet Prince of Life. Speak life into my soul.
Water. And the next one is called reflection. So are you reflecting on God's goodness, or are you, or the reflections of what you see in the water? You know, what exactly are the reflections of? Lee.
Yeah, the reflection, basically what I'm talking about is the reflection upon the God's goodness, basically. And what I'm referring to the water is the living water, which he is also. And from that passage of scripture, when he met the woman at the well, and that whole conversation got started, you know, when he asked for water. And so with that water, it turned into a conversation. People have to really look into the scripture spiritually. He is the living water pouring into this woman. And so with that living water, you know, that living water, which is Jesus Christ, gives our spirit life. It brings us to life. So when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling anxiety, whatever you're feeling, that you know that is not of God, Jesus Christ is the living water that will replenish our souls. So that's basically what the water, that that's what I'm talking about, is him, the living water. And so the reflection is basically what I do every day. I reflect upon God's goodness. I reflect on his grace, his mercy.
Okay. And then the next song after we're going to talk about it, I'm going to give you the first. It's called John 4:10 through 15. I'm going to read that scripture when we come to that song. It's called Water. So we're going to hear reflection, and then it's going to lead you into water.
Bring my mind into your perfect peace and breathe your life into my soul again. Please rescue me. You heal my body. You name of Jesus. Yes.
Prince of life and yeah. Morning star, living water for my soul.
Jesus Christ, he lives within me. He lives.
Yes, if we talk about the water, it takes you to John 4:10-15. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. 15, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah.
Yes. And so this next song is called Water. And so once you hear it, we're going to talk about it after we ask on the flip side of it. But Water is what it's called, taken from John 4:10-15.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
That water.
Ooh,
that water.
That water.
Yeah, that
living
water.
Fill my cup and let it overflow. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yeah.
I'm drawing from the well that will never run dry. I drink of him, and I'll never thirst again. So I'll drink right here.
Come on now.
I'll take my sip. Excuse me, y'all, while I take my sip. Yeah, come on, y'all, take the drink with me. Come on, come on, take the drink. Come on. I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, and I'm caught up in you. I ain't gonna let you go, because you abide in me. And I abide in you. Oh, such a sweet surrender. Yes, you are. You are the bright morning star. Lily of the valley. The beauty of holiness. Personified, yeah. You are the word of God. The word gives life. And life is beautiful. Ooh, that water. That water, that water, that living water. Something about Jesus. Make me wanna holler. make me wanna throw up my hands. Oh yeah, you do that. Ooh, that water. That water, that water. The living water.
'60s, where you throw up your hands and you just
beat
clapping and stuff. The beat
yeah,
neck,
the
yes,
beat,
that's
yeah.
what it reminds me.
Yeah.
The bongos, yes, yes,
yeah.
yes. Ooh, that living water.
Yeah,
snap,
man.
Snap,
so,
snap,
yeah.
snap. That would be nice if you did that just to some bongos, you know, and this gentleman plays all his own instruments. To those of you who have not heard him before, you want to listen up to what I'm fitting to tell you. Not getting ready to, but fitting to tell you. He plays all his own instruments. He either puts them into his system and he just brings it all together, because some people were just too lazy to come out and support a brother. So, bruh took it upon himself to learn this, and that, horns, keyboards, guitar, bass, everything. So,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
He don't need you. He would like to have you, but he don't need you. And then he's got this lovely woman on his side who has some more spoken word, which you'll hear later on.
Yeah.
So he don't need us. We need him to listen to him. So I just appreciate
it. Like,
yes, ma'am.
I like to say real quickly on this one here, I'd like to give a big shout out to my son, Lee Jr. I have two percussionists that work for me, and that's my son and Omar Williams. You know, these two guys, I like to feature people on my work, on my music work from time to time. But these two guys right here, when they know when it's a session with me, they already
come
in with the towels and water and everything else. But they know, man, it ain't just it ain't gonna be no easy session, man. So what I did, I asked Junior. I said, man, take me somewhere I ain't never been. And so, when you play drums or any instrument, sometimes you hear the same type of
percussion
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, man, take me somewhere I ain't been before. So he kind of scratched his head a little bit. And he was like, well, okay, man, Pops, what? I said, man, take me somewhere I ain't never been. And so, man, when I heard this in my head, I knew what I kind of wanted.
Right.
When I heard this tonight, I would say, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to make this like beatnik style. So, he did an awesome job on that. I want to give a big shout out to him on this one.
Yeah.
And I can say also Omar Williams, because he's featured on some of my stuff as well. And I'm using these live percussionists to kind of groove me a little bit on some of these music works. So, yeah, big shout out. Man, I want to thank y'all on numbermusic.com for making this song number one on your playlist, man. I want to thank y'all worldwide. For sure, man.
So how old was your son when he played this?
Junior was about he was barely about 15.
Let's see there. That ain't right.
About 15 when he did this one. So he's 23 now. And so a lot of the music that I do, I'll come up with stuff and and it may be years before I come back to it. So
we did
this, and so I came back to it years later, picked it up, and decided to write something to it. So a lot of music comes to me, and a lot of it's fresh and new because nobody's heard it before, but a lot of music that God gives me, and I hear these things in my head, I put this music down, I may come back at them 2 or 3 years later and then come back and write to them. But I'm constantly arranging stuff. I'm constantly putting music down. I can't get to them all at once, so I have to put music down, and I'll come back to them later on. Yeah.
It's wonderful music. And look where it is.
Yeah,
how long ago did you do this song? And now look where it is now.
Yeah. And that's the way music
it's
is.
Irrelevant.
It takes time. Yeah, it takes time, you know. Sometimes I come up with melodies and beats and whatever's going on in my head, and I'll put them down so I won't forget them. And then I'll come back to them sometime later and then start piecing together as far as lyrics, bridges, or whatever I need to do with it, chorus, whatever.
But that's
okay.
That's okay because you have a base to start with, you know, rather than just starting off, you know, with nothing. It's just a fresh, clean piece of paper and just, you know, have no basis to go off. But when you have all this music that you have, I mean, you have soul, jazz, gospel, spiritual, funk, R&B,
man.
Instrumental, spoken word, love ballads, hip-hop,
many
rap,
genres,
country,
yeah.
classical, rock, zydeco, and, of course, the whole list of feel-good songs. It's like, I mean, I'm surprised your head isn't, you know, blowing up, exploding. But, you know, but you've been doing this for 30-plus years now, correct? So I'm sure you have lots of things in the vault, you know, that we haven't, that aren't even out, that we haven't even heard of. So the music that I've done, N1M, see there? That's what I'm saying. If we could just, you know, if you put all your music on N1M.com, can you imagine? You'd have a discography. Is that a word? Discography?
Yeah, discography.
That's the word. Yeah, can you imagine? You'd be almost up there like Stevie Wonder and the Beatles, Michael Jackson and everybody else.
I have about, I think close, and I'm sending 4 more music works to BMI this week. So to date, I have about maybe, I'm right at 215 published music works right now as we stand. And so I just sent in 4 new ones this week to be published. So I'm constantly working. I'm building. So, y'all go to numbermusic.com, man. A lot of your songs, y'all not going to hear in one night, man. You just got to go on there and you got to search them out, man. And just like Ms. Inez was saying, y'all go on there, man, and you can vibe to all these different genres, everything that I'm doing, and working with other artists as well, and collaborating and all that as well with some artists on there as well. So y'all just go check it out, man, and groove to. Yeah, man.
So is your music broken out to like, okay, I can find all hip-hop, or I can find all rock, or I can find all, you know, funk or something like that? Or because a lot of people probably don't know what N1M music is. Or N1M.com is. So,
it's basically a social media website, music page where it has my bio on there, my profile. It has all of these songs on there that I'm doing. And if y'all keep current with me, I'm trying to put music that I still on my laptop. I haven't even loaded up yet. So, it's on, man, for real. So knowingmusic.com is basically a social media site for music. And you can go on there and check out the network that we have as well. You can see my photo gallery on there, slideshow. And you can go to YouTube, check me out. I got my YouTube channel, Lee Austin Gullestone Music. You can go check me out on there, too, man. I'm playing some stuff on there. I'm fishing, whatever I'm doing. Go check me out over there as well. on LinkedIn. So, it's on, y'all. So y'all go on there, man, and y'all vibe with this stuff, man. And so we can't get it all in one night, of course. So we're just giving y'all a taste of what I have on numberonemusic.com. Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah.
And we want you to follow him. Of course, follow him, subscribe, everything else and give comments and, you know, say, hey, we heard you on such and such a date and, you know, we enjoy the music or, you know, we'd like to hear this song again. You know, you just never know who you might, you know, connect with. So don't, you know, just go there, just n1m.com/LEEALSTON. I was just looking at it, and his profile then jumped another 200 some odd views since I checked it earlier today. So you all, this man is not up and coming. He is here, and we're trying to get him to 500,000 profile views before the end of the year. So let's get this man up to 500,000 profile views. I mean, from last week to this week, as I said earlier, 10,000, you heard me, 10, comma, three more zeros, people have viewed his profile. So y'all are looking at him because he must be doing the right thing and has some wonderful music. I just can't wait until he gets almost all of his music out there so we can be playing it and, you know, be listening to it all day and all night and throughout the night, and we maybe have to go to another 2 hours instead of just 1 hour of music. But right now we got the 1 hour, and so we just appreciate all y'all being out there with us. We got a couple more. We got some more songs to play. It's called Gullah Soul Lyric. That was done on 12/30, 2020, and then January 1st, 2021. So, want to describe those two songs and I'll play them in succession.
Yeah, it just basically those dates on there, but it was just thoughts in my head, so I didn't really have a title for them per se. So that's how my mind is. So there were some thoughts that came to mind. I went to the board, worked everything out, came up with the vocals, and so I just called these songs the date, basically. That's what it is. So when you go on there, you'll see it. These songs are just the date. So on my mind that day, I had to, you know, do my musical expression on those days.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. So we're going to play them together, and that's called Gullah Soul Lyric 12/03/20 and January 1st, 2021. Here we go.
Some good with me.
Come on, y'all.
I understand.
understand when you say you don't wanna play no games. Bad relationships, and I feel the same. So what you say, come on, walk with me. Together we'll make this journey, yeah.
Those are in his mind. Can you imagine what's on paper? What's in his library?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Man. Can you imagine? He's got some love songs that we're going to kind of, I'm going to say, dedicate the next about 15 minutes to his wife. But first we're going to go and see if he has any shout-outs today that you want to give to anybody out there.
Yeah. I want to give a big shout out to all of our nurses, doctors, those in the healthcare profession right now. Man, I give a big shout out to y'all for what y'all are doing. Our first responders, all these individuals, man, that really put us first. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to give a big shout out to y'all on tonight. And I hope and pray that, you know, that you all are safe and as you do your job taking care of us. So, yeah, that's my big shout-out tonight. Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Good. Nice. Yes, because we got a lot of heroes and people are still dying.
Right.
Some people, want to get vaccinated. Some people don't. If you don't want to get vaccinated, mask up. You know, just mask up until you decide what you want to do so you're safe and the people who are around you, who your loved ones are safe.
Especially those that live in the house with you.
You know, protect yourself. It's like, if it was, trying to keep your daughter away from a man. Your face, just put a condom on your face. It's just called the mask. That's all. I know it sounds crazy. But, mask up, protect yourself. Do some sorts of protection, okay? So that you will have that sort of protection for everyone who you love. If you don't want to, vaccinate, make sure you protect yourself and your loved ones so that they can still stay safe. So that's what I want to say about that there. So this next song, or this next little 15 minutes or so, this song is called Maybe. So you want to tell us about Maybe?
Yeah, Maybe is just a mind trip song. Sometimes you may not have all the money in the world to do the things you would love to do for your loved one, for your husband or your wife, or trips around the world, this and that. So basically, Maybe is just a mind trip song. It's a love song, of course. Deeply expressing the mate of we can do this, maybe we can do that, spend some time together. Whisper sweet nothing in your ear. Sometimes it's the little things that mean so much. Because you can buy all the material stuff, but if you never get a spoken word into that individual's heart, man, you just buying a bunch of material stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I think we need to sometimes put on the brakes for a minute and let's get back to the romance. Buying all the stuff is not romance. But I'm talking about when you're able to create a dialogue and be able to pour to each other's hearts and souls. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Maybe. And it's a beautiful song. And then the next one is called Dance of a Lifetime. And then we're going to have Song of Solomon Concepts. This is what she said, but we're going to talk about those songs. But first, we're going to hear Maybe, a beautiful song.
Maybe I'll sing you a song, then maybe you can sing along as we sing songs about love, sweet love. Then maybe after this show, we can vibe to the radio. Share with you what I'm thinking of. Maybe we could take the time to get some peace of mind. So let's take a trip around the world. Life is so beautiful. I embrace every moment to see. To God, I'm so grateful. To Him giving you to me. Maybe you'll think of me as I think of you, as we look at the moon. We can let our minds be free as we hold hands under a tree and vibe to a romantic tune. Our lives are so beautiful. I embrace every moment. I'm blessed to see. And to God, I'm so grateful to Him giving you to me.
Together, yes, yes, that's so pretty. And I mean, he's got some of the best love songs, love ballads, and this next song is called Dance of a Lifetime. He's got a few songs that have dance, dancing, dance of a lifetime. Go ahead and tell us about Dance of a Lifetime.
Yeah, basically, Dance for a Lifetime is basically what it is, you know, working hard to stay married for the rest of our lives together. You know, that's the that's the whole basis of getting married, right? Is to be with that individual for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying?
The
so
basis,
you look at look at it as a dance. You know what I'm saying? You're dancing with your with someone and you enjoy the dance, you know, and you don't want that dance to stop. Oh man, I'm on a roll right now. Yeah, you don't want that dance to stop. You know, at the end of the song, you know, and you, even if the song ain't playing, you know, you're caught up. You're caught up in a whirlwind of romance and love and spiritually intertwined. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look at my girl, so style. Yeah, man, you and the whole vibe is right. And so you just don't want that dance to stop, even if the song is not playing. So basically, metaphorically, what I'm saying is that, you know, this dance, it's for a lifetime, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically what I'm using to set the tone, is using the dance. And so, yeah, man, dance with me for a lifetime. This, you know, this dance ain't going to end until the party's over. That's when, like the Bible says, until death. And so that's when
until
the party
death,
is over.
Right.
So, yeah, man. So, yeah, so it's a whole lot of spiritual aspects of the song as well. Dance for a lifetime, that's what it's all about.
It's like you're dancing on cloud nine. You just look into each other's eyes and gazing, and like you say, the music may have stopped, but the music that you two have created is going to keep on going. You may have different songs, different tunes, different laments and stuff like that, but it's still a dance of a lifetime. And I want to welcome Dustin from the ATL area with us. He joined us. He's, I'll say, an avid listener. He may be listening in the background sometime, but he is listening in live with us tonight.
Thank you for listening in.
Yeah, so we're going to hear Dance of a Lifetime.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance with me.
Nobody else but you. You're the one gets for me. You
come on.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one gets for me. You
dance.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one gets for me. You
dance.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
So you say you've been checking me out for a while. Is it my guitar wrist or my gullah soul style? Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be my eye color or the fact I'm 1970 soul brother? Imagine me your husband, 100% every man. So woman, will you take my hand? got to be in the master's plan. So don't worry, soul woman, you got lead. It was your beauty, your charm that caught me. I picked you out of a crowd. Within my soul, I was shouting loud. You stepped to me and said hello. Gave me a smile, then you walked through the door. Bell started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing, and it sounded like a new jazz swing. Yeah. Tripping on a moment in time. I remember the day I first saw your face. Your soul glow, you lit up the place. I knew right then I had to know your name. I was hoping you felt the same. You stepped to me, said hello, gave a smile, then walked through the door. Bells started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing, and it sounded like a new jack swing. Yeah, yeah.
May I have this dance with you for a life?
Day I'm just going to play all love songs, yes indeed. But ladies, if you're a couple and you're trying to talk to your man and he's not listening, lay some poetry on him like Andy does to Lee in the Song of Solomon Concepts. This is what she says, and that's an answer to the Song of Solomon soliloquy. And she said, so this description of what she sees in her beloved spoken oh so eloquently. Men, listen to what's on your loved one's heart. Listen, close your eyes and just listen to how Andy so eloquently describes Lee. Now that's love.
Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be the way I play this guitar for you? Could it be? Could it be the way my eye comes? I don't know, but I know you're gonna tell me, right?
Yeah. Speak to the one I love. Throughout the day, I occasionally pause in my mind to think about the one I love. As my mind scans you, I can remember your makeup from head to toe and find myself with a smile on my face. A brilliant mind, good character, and dedicated heart beyond comparing to any that I know. From the locks in your hair to the soles of your feet that put in miles every day, the color of your skin, the lines and curves of your face, which produce handsome eyes, a perfect nose and sexy lips, your salt and pepper beard that makes you very distinguished. Whether clothed or in your birthday suit, your broad shoulders, handsome figure, sexy thighs, and everything else between turns me on every time I look at you. All of these things and more attract me to you. You are one of a kind. You make me smile with shyness, glow with happiness, and love like never before. You are the highlight of all of my days, and I'm so happy that you are near me, together and apart. Only I can see your beauty inside and out. You are the one I love.
Speak, what's on your mind? Yeah. Say what you need to say. Go ahead.
Speak what's on your mind.
Speak your mind. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I'm listening. I'm hearing. Yeah.
Speak.
So it's my Gullah Soul style. Because I'm a Gullah child. Yeah. And I know now it's, the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I groove, you know what I'm saying? I know this. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead and speak your mind. Tell me what's on your heart. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Your vibe is so cool. Yeah. Speak what's on your mind. Go ahead. Tell me. Yeah.
Speak what's on your mind. Speak what's on your mind.
I don't know whether to call you Millie Jackson, Betty Wright, Angie Stone, or just Angie Austin. That voice, boy, you could have been all of those women. Yes, that's I just love that. That's one of my all time favorites. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. That's been a very, very nice evening. Nice. Just nice. Do you have any words from any of you? Anything you want to say? Y'all want to say?
I enjoy the show every time. And I'm thanking all the listeners out there for tuning in and joining us.
Yes. Yes.
I
want to
say
thank you.
That,
thank you. Thank you.
I want to thank y'all for hanging out with us on tonight, and you know, I made this song very personal. So you know, I just wanted to open up a little bit more to, you know, and some may say, man, I'm pushing the envelope, not opening it up all the way, on this one here, on that particular piece, man. So that was actually a poem written to me from her for my birthday, you know, as you know, a show of appreciation of what I mean to her. So I'm like, you know, why not? You know what I'm saying? Maybe it might help somebody else out there.
That's
you know,
right.
that might need to know how to talk to one another and in intimacy, you know, and being romantic and sweet and beautiful, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, so I didn't want to hold that back. I said, well, man, let's share this with the girl. So, yeah, man.
Thank you.
You know, I'm hoping it helps somebody and out there, you understand? Because, you know, sometimes people need a little help in certain areas, and that's what we're here for, you know. So as it's given to me, you know, and I thank God for this gift, so I'm able to share it with the world. So, you know, all these genres that I flow in, I use them to my advantage to be able to enjoy what I do and also just share that with everybody else, man, and just spread the love. Spread the love. Yeah, man, that's what it's about.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. He said spread the love. We had to love.
Yeah,
the
Gullah phone.
Yeah, in my broadcasting board, the love. Yeah.
Yeah, the Gullah phone love.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And y'all just heard some mellow music, song straight from the heart of Lee Alston and his lovely wife, Angie. One day I hope to get to meet both of them. And you're currently listening to Confession as what they confess their love to each other. And so thank you, Lee. Thank you, Angie. Gullah Soul Music Man out of Freeport, Texas. You are welcome for allowing us to be in your home and take music from the vault and spread it out to the worldwide because it's like, it's wonderful music. And so next week, tune in because you never know what I may have, you know, coming out of the vault. So just please tune in next Friday, same time. 6 p.m. 6, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And I have been your hostess, Ms. Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Velcro Designs. And you have been listening to From In The Vault. And thank you for spending time with us. And I'm so glad that you guys let your hair down and just laid back, as he would say, yeah, man. So we want to say goodnight to everyone from Gullah Soul Music on the strength, as we leave you with the song that I love. It's called Massa Blaster. How you do that there? It's so amazing. So that's
number one.
Yeah, man, number one.
I made it number one on numbermusic.com. Thank y'all again. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, guys. And so once you hear the song, you'll understand why it's number one, because it's different. It's unique, just like the song you heard. That is what she said, or this is what she said. So let's keep on making these number one hits for Lee his wife, Angie, and just taking the number one on all platforms. So we want to say good night and how you do that there, because you're so amazing.
Yeah, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio. I'm your host, Lee Alston.
Turn it up, y'all.
Yeah, I'm about to take you on a musical journey right now. Free your mind right now, man. Just come along with me on this one. Vibe with me. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, for real. So why don't y'all come on and ride with me on this one. This is Gullah Soul Radio, y'all. the strength.
Please have a good night. Stay prayed up. Stay blessed. And please, most of all, stay safe.
Yeah, man.
Good night. All on the strength.